Good morning. I decided this morning to talk a little bit about contentment. I got three definitions in the in the dictionary. I guess we should probably define what contentment is. I'm guessing most of us probably know, but the one says to be satisfied or pleased. The other one is true peace of mind and has nothing to do with any external pleasure or condition, but rather your attitude. And the third one is at rest. So open your Bibles with me to Luke 12, verses 16 to 21. Luke 12, 16 to 21. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain man brought forth plentiful. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my goods and all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. Our society lives in a constant state of discontentment. They're not happy with the leaders in the government, in their churches, not happy with their husbands and wives, their children, and just the things that they have. It seems like they're always complaining about something and wishing for something that they don't have. So how can we as Christians find contentment in this restless world? Maybe verse 21 would have part of the answer. It says, so is he that layeth up treasures for himself and is not rich toward God. Maybe sometimes we like to think that that's out there in the world, but maybe it affects us more as Christians. Maybe we are living too much for ourselves and not for God and others. And this, by the way, is more of a reminder to myself than anybody. And then in Philippians 4:11, Paul says, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I think Paul was the kind of person that he lived in the present. I don't think he was in prison and he was thinking that when I get out of prison, then I'm going to be happy. But he learned, like it says here, in whatever circumstances to be content. This devotional comes from conversation that I had with my wife. She kindly reminded me that she thinks that I live in what I call a dream world. And I'd like to just explain a little bit more what I mean by that. I'm the type that I'm always kind of thinking, you know, someday when I have a lot of money, then I'm going to go traveling. Or someday I'm going to, and then when I go traveling, I'm going to be happy, right? And then maybe another thing could, for me is When we finish our basement, then that's gonna, yeah. And I don't know what it is for you. You know, maybe for you, for some of you might be, when I join the youth group, then that's gonna be really something. I'm gonna be happy then. Or maybe it's when I get married. And I don't know what it is for the older ones. Jesus said that he came to give life and to give it more abundantly. I think often for me, I'm kind of always, and maybe partly is, I don't know if people have had some hard times growing up, but for me, it's kind of, I'm thinking that if I'm not happy right now and enjoying life right now, someday I will, you know? And I don't think that's true. I think God wants us to enjoy the present and enjoy it right now. So I guess if you forget everything I said this morning, the one thing that I really want you to remember is that I think God wants us to take time, like they said, to smell the flowers in the path of life, and just to take time to enjoy those little things. Maybe God wants to encourage us with those things. First Timothy 6:8 says, "But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we cannot carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therefore with content." So let us not be thinking so much about the future that we forget to live our lives in the way that God intends for us right now, at this very moment, and because we don't have any promise of tomorrow. I like that song that says, "Yesterday's gone and tomorrow may never come, but we have this moment today." And I was going to ask Shane if we could lead that, but I didn't get to it. If you have time, maybe we can sing it sometime today. If it works for you, if it doesn't, then that's not a problem. So let's go ahead and bow our heads to pray. Thank you, Lord, for being with us. Thank you so much, Lord, for the provisions that you have made for us, that we can have that abundant life today and this moment. And you want us to make the best of the time you have given us, because we don't have any promise of tomorrow. So just help us to know how we can best do that, and to be a light and a witness for you, whatever we are. Thank you, Lord, for this time together. I pray that you would help us to truly worship you today, in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name, amen. The teachers teaching in the basement are dismissed at this time.